Luke Boner. The Night Shift.
What about real estate in Australia? I know we've talked about it a couple of weeks ago with our real estate expert, Charles Tarby, the CEO and owner of Century 21 Australasia South Pacific. But what about last weekend? I mean, it just gets more and more outrageous. The largest one-month jump in house values in 17 years. And this is Australia, not Sydney, not just Melbourne, Australia. And a surge in new home loans has now prompted warnings that the property market's at risk of overheating. Now it looks as though the Reserve Bank may get involved. Charles Tarby's back on the phone. G'day, buddy.
G'day, Luke. Really interesting times, isn't it? The last time we spoke, we talked about this, and we talked about the fact that the Reserve Bank will look closely, and they're saying they're being very cautious about what they say or what they said. Yesterday, being Tuesday, when they release their report. And then on top of that, you know, when you and I spoke about this, we spoke about the fact that my view is that the banks and the valuers are going to be looking very closely at, firstly, how they lend and how they value. Because it's been a catch-up phase. This is not a crazy, you know, boom price because we're going through this second or third or fourth very short space of time. It's actually been a catch up. We just started to catch up to what the prices were about 3+ years ago. So one difference is interest rates are incredibly lower and we've got this abundance of buyers. So,
now the Reserve Bank met yesterday. Interest rates are going to stay where they are for 3 years, surely. Or are they now that we've seen real estate do what it's doing?
Yeah, I think the Reserve Bank's stuck between the what's happening with the housing market and what's happening with the economy. And so if they move rates too quickly, it impacts on the economy, it impacts on the dollar, it makes the dollar a better deal, which then really causes us issues in terms of our trade. So I think they're being very cautious with it. They'd love to change it. From my experience with the Reserve Bank, if they could, they'd jump up the rates and scare everybody. But I don't think we're at the stage yet. I don't think we're there. I think the banks will move before the bank does, the Reserve Bank does.
So we've seen record prices around Australia, but also record rents, Charles.
It's really interesting because the more buyers that you have out there, Luke, the less the investment properties get a run. Because if you in a lot of suburbs, a lot of outer suburbs of capital cities and in regional areas, it is cheaper now, much cheaper now, to actually own a property than it is to rent. So you're going to find a whole lot of people moving from their rented properties into their own property in coming months.
But what do you say to the 20 to 35-year-olds that are still living with mum and dad because there's no way they can get a deposit? These are kids living in cap cities.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy for them, easy for a long, long time, Luke. And this is why we've always said to the people who are struggling to buy where they want to buy is that just buy where you can afford. You know, it may not even be in the capital city you live in, but buy where you can afford and rent where you need to work. And at least you've started the process. So I did this with my children. You know, when they were 17, 18, I pushed them. And it wasn't where they were working. It was nowhere near where they wanted to work. But they got into the market. And getting into the market is not the answer because sometimes you can get into the wrong markets. But I got them into marketplaces where I could see potential for capital growth and it kicked on. I think that's what they've got to look at.
All right. Charles Tarby's with me from Century 21. Charles, let's do a lap of the map.
It's awesome what's going on out there with the clearance rates right now around the countryside. And in Sydney, it had an 88.9% clearance rate. And compared to this time last year, which is around 76%, it was pretty much the best performer. Canberra has been the best performer for a long time, but it was Sydney's turn this time, followed by Canberra at 84.7%. So both of those capital cities have done well. And they're all either in the high 70s or early 80s, except for Perth, a little bit low compared to what I know is happening in Perth. Adelaide, 82.5%. This time last year was only 56.4%. I went back 10 years on my stats and I did the month of January, early Feb as an average, and it came in at just over 60%. I did the same 10 years later to where we are today, and the average was over 80%. So the average, even since 10 years ago, is 20% plus higher across the country.
What do you think of areas like Newcastle, north of Sydney, perhaps even the Whitsundays? I'm thinking Toowoomba and Townsville, Cairns.
Awesome areas. Or you picked some incredible areas, particularly Newcastle. The gentrification that's gone on there in the last few years has been amazing. There's a significant amount of developments there. Toowoomba, I always refer to it as the Blue Mountains of Brisbane. It got their own international airport there. I mean, you can fly from Toowoomba to Sydney with Qantas now, which is an amazing thing when you think about Toowoomba years and years ago. The Whitsundays, still a holiday area, still a destination area, but prices have moved significantly there. But Cairns and Townsville, these are strong capital cities, all with good infrastructure. I mean, they've all got strong airport structure. You can come in and out of the rest of the world, not that you can do that now, but you can fly anywhere around the country in those areas, and they have been strong performers for a long time. Tourism has impacted on obviously Cairns, Townsville, Whitsundays, but those other areas you mentioned, Newcastle and Toowoomba, just fantastic areas to invest in.
What about regional areas in WA?
Yeah, look, there's not too many, but I mean, we have a significant representation in the south of Perth, all the way down to Bunbury and those areas. And again, that marketplace is incredibly hot, incredibly hot, because that wave just continues through. And if you get prices starting to surge in the capital cities, it's got to move out. And this is a real big tip for people. When you start seeing things happening in capital cities, it's going to happen elsewhere a few months following. And people always ask me, how do you know when the market's going to jump, or how do you know when it's going to slow down? And you and I talked about this too. You go past a real estate agent's window, you see lots of sale stickers, you're probably in the middle of a boom. You go in front of a real estate agent's office and the same house has been advertised for four or five times, then it's probably a good time to make an offer.
Where would you avoid?
Right now, I'd still be looking very much away from mining towns.
Right.
And I say that with the greatest of respect, because they do have a great rental return, but capital growth is needed, and those areas can drop, which means in time to come they will rise. But at this point in time, you probably still get capital growth in areas like Melbourne. Still hasn't performed as well as the rest of the country, as an example. Annually, it's gone backwards. It's only been in the last month it's gone up 2.1. So Melbourne's still got a bit left in it. So there are still areas like apartments in Brisbane or Melbourne that you probably want to look at before you went somewhere else into regional or country
Your
areas.
favourite market in Australia at the moment, today, Wednesday.
Okay, I would have to say the potentially favourite is Melbourne. The current one that's still really skyrocketing and still got a bit left in it is the Sunshine Coast of Queensland.
Charles Tarby, the owner of Century 21, CEO, Century 21 Australasia South Pacific. Always good to talk to you, buddy. We'll talk probably next week, okay? See what changes.
Thank you very much, Luke.
See you, buddy. Good to talk to you.
Have a good one.
Have a
Bye,
good
mate.
Day. Charles Tarby.
This is the Night Shift. Night Shift on the Triple M Network.
Dale, talk to me.
How you going, Luke?
Good, thanks, Dale, buddy. Where are you calling from?
From Melbourne, mate.
Okay, how's Melbourne this morning? What's the weather doing?
I couldn't really tell you. I haven't stepped outside yet.
Fair enough. If you haven't been outside, you don't know. What are we talking about?
The song.
The quickie, yeah?
That's it. The Cardigans, my favourite game.
No, I'm sorry, buddy.
No, that's not
nah,
it.
Sounds like this. No, sorry. Think. No. Have another think, mate. Have a good day.
No worries. Cheers, mate.
What are you doing today?
Today, not entirely too sure yet today, mate.
Do you work?
No, I don't. I'm retired, mate.
Oh, you're retired. All right. Well, have a good day anyway. All thanks. Right. Thanks for listening to us overnight, mate. Good to talk to you. 133353 is the telephone number. You're listening to The Night Shift around Australia. It's Wednesday, March 3.